الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eidars.com.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والنجم إذا هوى ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى علمه شديد القوى صدق الله العظيم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي دروشے پڑھ لیں. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, in the month of Rajab, a special invite was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for him to physically see the celestial creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this journey is described both in the Quran and also the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, the 17th chapter of the Quran, the beginning verses of the Quran speak of this great noble journey of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which actually marks this great honor and privilege, this unique honor given to Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam as compared to the previous prophets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his glorious speech, Subhanallazi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-harami ila al-masjid al-aqsa. Pure is he who took his servant to travel by night, who took his servant to travel by night from the Masjid of Haram to Masjid Aqsa. Now in the Arabic language, the word Isra comes from Asra Yusri, and Asra Yusri means to take someone in the night, to cause a journey to take place in the night. And at the same time, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has introduced another word, laylan, and laylan in the Arabic language means night. But the word laylan is a common noun indicating that this journey that took place from Masjid Haram to the Arsh of Allah, the duration of that journey was only in a fraction of time. And that is why Allah introduces the word laylan as a common noun with the tanween that is there. Laylan, just a fraction. For Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam to enter the realms of the unseen, the passage of time ceases. And so the concept of time does not exist. And so within seconds, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was back in that same bedding. And so in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of Isra, the first section of the journey from Makkah Mukarrama to Masjid Aqsa. And then the word Mi'raj comes from the word Araja, which means to raise up, to ascend, the ascension. And the second part of the journey is from Masjid Aqsa to the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is known as Mi'raj. And so Isra wal Mi'raj, both have been mentioned. in the sacred sources of the Quran, the Kalam, including the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, before we delve into this subject, this topic, one clarity is very important. Today, as Muslims, we have become a nation that likes to celebrate at any opportunity that is given to us. Any opportunity that is given to us. Subhanallah. You'll find at the Viladat, during the birth, the Mawlud, or the Milad of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, certain individuals and groups of people will come out and in groups carrying banners expressing their love for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I just hope that they are genuine in expressing their love for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Or is it just propaganda to infuriate any opposition that perhaps comes on behalf of them? Allah knows best. But these are things that we have never seen in the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam during the Khilafat of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, that Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq became the Amir of a procession and groups of people were there, and in Rabiul Awwal they came out. Subhanallah. Islam is not just about celebrations. The real moment of celebration is in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَ عَنِ النَّارِ. When a person is saved from Jahannam, وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ, and he is given the permission to enter Jannah, فَقَدْ فَازَ. That is the time that you will celebrate. That is the day of celebration. فَقَدْ فَازَ. And so especially the people of the subcontinent, we've become a nation that likes to celebrate any opportunity that is given to us. Now we need to understand that the deen of Islam is so complete that this deen has also deemed for us the days in which we need to celebrate. This deen has deemed for us the days in which we need to celebrate. For an example, when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to Medina Munawwara, and when he met up with the Ansar, the newly converts in Islam, he noticed that these were people who were celebrating the days of their past traditions. And so he gathered all the companions, the Ansari companions, and he said to them that the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Allah has given you hidayat, and that Allah has made you amongst the Muslims. And when Allah gave you hidayat, Allah has given you the sharia, Allah has also selected for you certain days in which you need to celebrate. And the days of celebration are 2 days. Kitne? You look at some of the calendars from the subcontinent and you'll see that Yawme Urs, Yawme Urs, Langar, you know, as if it's part of your deen, as if it's part of your religion. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Alayhi, what a great wali of Allah. Unki vilayat sir aankho par bhai. By speaking the truth, we are not criticizing the personality of such awliyaullah. Only a fool would want to take my words and give it the false covering, being a hypocrite. But subhanallah, he was not even a sahabi, he was not even a tabi'een, he was not even a tabi tabi'een. When was he born? And what are we doing? If the companions, if Sahaba-i Kiram ajma'een, Ansar, were told by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam that Allah has only selected 2 days for you,
Never mind when you look at the calendar, Christian days of celebration, Jewish celebration, Hindu celebrations, never mind all that. We are Muslims, very different. We believe in Tawheed, the oneness of Allah. And it is only 2 days of celebration, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. And so of course, Alhamdulillah, as Muslims, during the month of Rajab, we are not to celebrate the event of Mi'raj, but of course to remember the night of Mi'raj is something very important. Why? Because to remember the honor and the blessings that Allah has given this ummah, and to understand the lofty status of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and to remember Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the principal issue in Islam. Of course, there's a subtle difference between celebration and remembering someone. And so to remember Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is very important. That is what we need to do, and that is why we talk about some of the miracles that were given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But if you look at the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his ashab, these were not people who just celebrated. In fact, there is a difference of opinion as to the year, in which year Mi'raj took place. Some said the 5th year of Hijri, some said the 7th year of Hijri, some have said the 9th year of Hijri, some have said the 12th year of Hijri. And so here we see that historically there is a difference of opinion also. And Sahaba-i Kiram Ajma'in would remember, of course, the miracles of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Why? Because it is mentioned in the ahadith, many hadith speak of the Isra and Mi'raj of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And so alhamdulillah, speaking about the Mi'raj of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is part of our deen. But celebration, we have to be careful. Why? Because today if you do this, tomorrow somebody will do something else, somebody will do something else. And then we'll have this confused.com religion in front of us. This confused.com religion in front of us. It would be extremely difficult. That is why the ulama have facilitated even fiqh masail for this ummah. Imagine if I sat on this minbar and I say to you that any masala, don't worry about it. Just open up the Sahih of Imam Bukhari and the Sahih of Imam Muslim, and be a barrister yourself because you know a bit of Arabic and this translation now. And so any Sahih hadith you find, mashallah, carry on and do whatever you want. Islam would become a joke. Islam would become a joke. What, just to read a translation of the hadith and how you feel the translation and the meaning of the hadith is, and you say that, oh, it's in the hadith and it's a sahih hadith, and so that's why, subhanallah, we take this as our mas'ala. No. Allah give an abundance of reward to the fuqaha, people like Imam Malik, people like Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, the giants in fiqh, people like Imam Bukhari, people like Imam Abu Hanifa, people like Imam Shafi'i, who actually codified the rulings by extracting important masail from the Quran and Hadith, which the common man would never understand. He would never understand. And codifying the masail and rulings and giving it to you, subhanallah, in the form of a cake, and saying, right, take this slice, take this slice, take this mas'ala, take this mas'ala, take this mas'ala, this is the ruling. And so they've simplified the deen by doing this for us. Subhanallah. Doctor, agar tumhe koi dawa de, ke ji, take ibuprofen. You don't want to look at the ingredients and the components and, right, let me go back in my own chamber and work out, do something better than this ibuprofen. Bhai, they've done everything for you. Just take the pill now. Don't argue. Bhai, this is what it is. You've said what your issues are. Now, mashallah, the mas'ala is you take this medication for you. Bas, finished. Don't argue. So Sharia is very easy. And Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Yassiru wa la tu'assiru. Make my religion easy for people. Don't make it difficult. A man wants to become a Muslim. I say, oh, be careful. Huh? You want to become a Muslim, you have to be circumcised. Chop, chop, chop. This man is now thinking twice. Should I become a Muslim or should I just, you know, relax? Are wait, tumhe darane ki kya zarurat thi usko? You want to become a Muslim, be careful. Huh? You have to wake up at 4:20. Allahu Akbar. Can you wake up in the morning? You want to become a Muslim? You take drugs? Huh? You'll have to give talaq. Arey bhai, everything comes slowly. Usko kalma to parne do, mere bhai. Kalma to parne do. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So your deen, your religion is easy. Very easy. In fact, very easy. That's why fiqh is a blessing. And so celebrations are only 2 days, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. But of course, to remember certain events is part of deen. Ma'raj is mentioned and in separate chapters in the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is part of your love that you remember Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so that's perfectly fine. If we look at the narration in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, many ahadith speak of Ma'raj. Hazrat Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala an is the narrator, and he says, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, furija an saqfi bayti, that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was resting in the house of Hazrat Umm Hani radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who was actually the aunt of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all of a sudden Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the roof of the house just blew open in front of me, like a strong wind. The roof just blew open in front of me. Aise achanak chhat jo hai khul gayi. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sleeping. And he says that I saw Jibreel Amin descending. And obviously Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken aback. He was shaken by this event. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was then, of course, greeted by a group of the angels, including Hazrat Jibreel Amin, who was the main malaika, angel that was there, the Amir at that time. And he made salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from the house of Hani in Makkah Mukarrama, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken to the Hatim. Now the Hatim is that semicircle that is not actually sealed to the walls of the Kaaba. In fact, it has an opening and it is part of the Kaaba. Scholars have mentioned that if you actually pray your nawafil inside that open section, the Hatim, it's like praying salah in the Kaaba, because it is part of the Kaaba. It's not sealed with the walls of the Kaaba. And so Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken towards the Hatim. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, was rested in that position. But before we continue further, some important lessons need to be taken from every posture and movement of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every action that he did. If we look at the seerah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the 63 years of the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see that in the 63 years, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for him to travel out of the Arabian Peninsula, that was not the case. Perhaps only 2 significant travels can be taken out from the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Only 2 significant journeys can be understood from the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first journey, of course, a symbolic journey which marks the era of Islam, is the Hijrat, of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that noble journey, the migration from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara, mentioned in the Quran, in all the kitabs, kutubs. A very important journey. In fact, the calendar of Islam does not start from Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. It actually starts from the journey when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam moved from Makkah Mukarramah, and as he left the city of Makkah going towards Medina Munawwara, the Islamic calendar, a symbolic journey of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you look at the journey of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first journey, Allah had selected a companion for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also in the first journey. And the companion that was selected for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the king of all the companions. Subhanallah to bole bhai, kanjoos log hai yaar, chanda thora le raha hu aapse. Sunni musalmanon ko kya takleef ho rahi hai ji? Hum to sunni hai na bhai, ye to nahi na sirf barelvi log hi sunni ban gaye bhai. Sunni hum hai, kya hai? Ahlus sunnah wal jamaah. The king of all the companions. Who? The king of all the companions, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an, mentioned in the Quran, not even in the hadith, that sahabi who accompanied Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such was the noble relationship, the love that he had for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that even today, if any man can boast to be physically in close proximity to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it can only be Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala and no one else. Sleeping close to the shoulder of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Close to the shoulder of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give hidayah to the Shia of this ummah who have forged and fabricated and have made a mockery of this deen, and politically who want to butcher the Muslims in the Middle East. May Allah give them hidayah. May Allah take that blindness out from their eyes to see haqq. Allahu Akbar. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that on the day of Qiyamah, the only man given this privilege that all the gates of Jannah will request Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an to enter from it. No other man has been given this honor. Jannat ke sare darwaze qiyamat ke din yun kahenge ke Siddiq Akbar, the king of the companions, should enter from this door. Har darwaze ne fakhr karna hai ke kaash ke Abu Bakr Siddiq humse dakhil ho jaye. Allahu Akbar. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that as far as ihsan is concerned, I've repaid everything, any goodwill or any good action, I've repaid everything in this dunya to every individual of his time. But the qarz is still upon Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an, and Allah will repay him. What a man! What a man! If Khilafat cannot be given to Hazrat Abu Bakr as-Siddiq after the demise of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a fool! What a fool that man must be! How blind that man must be to assume that anybody else should be in that position, bypassing the Shaykhain, the most senior people like Abu Bakr Siddiq and Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an, aliyazu billah, aliyazu billah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the custodians of the Haramain al-Sharifain, the Saudi government. May Allah protect them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve them. The wonderful works they do, whatever they do. Maybe it is not in our understanding, maybe we can't see it, but Allah has selected them. And they are the custodian. Allah ne unko ye zimmedari di hai. Wo Allah hi jaane bas. Allah bless them. If there was, and I always say that, If any other country was to be given authority over Saudi Arabia, perhaps only 20% of this ummah would be given visas for Hajj and Umrah, because then they would say the rest of the 80% is all kuffar. That's what people would do. Allahu Akbar. The king amongst the companions was the company for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during his first journey. And the king amongst the malaika, the king amongst the angels, the king amongst the angels, Jibreel Amin, accompanied Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during his second journey of Isra and Mi'raj. The king of this dunya amongst the companions was Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. And the king of the angels was Jibreel Amin. The Jewish people say that Jibreel, Gabriel is our enemy. And so we don't believe Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Quran revealed to him, because Jibreel is the enemy of the Jewish nation. Allahu Akbar. In the Quran, in Surah Baqarah. Allahu Akbar. And so they don't believe, they have no respect and honor for Jibreel Amin. Subhanallah. One important lesson to learn from the Mi'raj of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that as individuals, when we travel, abstain from traveling alone. Abstain from traveling alone. A lot of the business people want to go to Dubai, China, and they travel alone. No. Travel with someone. If Allah has given you the money, take your wife. Or take somebody who is a good muttaqi individual, take him with you. Allah will give you barakah. Every travel of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah made it such that he was accompanied by someone, not alone. If Allah wanted the hijrah, he would have been alone. But no, Abu Bakr Siddiq was there. Mi'raj Jibreel Amin was there. Subhanallah. And the ulama have mentioned that this dunya itself is a musafir khana. Ye dunya kya hai? Musafir khana. This dunya is a place where we are actually in that state of, in that mode of traveling. Hum bhi musafir hai, it's a journey. How many people have left their palaces and their bungalows? We are also traveling. And a reminder in Mi'raj that whilst you're traveling in this dunya, let the best people surround you, those who are muttaqeen, those who are pious, befriend them. Let them be your friends. Good friends will give you entry into Jannah. Good friends will allow you to, subhanallah, excel in good works. Achhe logo ke saath dil bhi bara hoga. Kya hoga? Dil bhi bara hoga. People who establish their prayers, you will also want to pray. People who have good character, you will also adopt a good character. People who recite the Quran, you will also recite the Quran. If you have friends who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will also remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, the principal issue from the Mi'raj also of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so many things we can take, but again, the right partner is so individual. Imagine if friendship is so important, then how important is selecting the right wife or the right husband? Today people have no understanding of masla masail. People take it as a joke. Every day we receive emails, every day phone calls, Maulana Sahab, gee, we got married, you know, my husband, out of anger. The truth is I love him and he loves me, and such a mistake. And, you know, he just blurted out three talaq. Is there something that we can get back? But is Islam a joke? Is Islam a joke? If there was a way for you that even after saying three talaq you get back, then Islam would have been a joke. You know, that person has given three talaqs, that person has given three talaqs, no problem, go back, get back again. Rules are rules. Be careful. Our youth who make nikah, it's so easy for them to say, jiha nakahtuha, gee, I've accepted you in my nikah, but do you understand the masail? Be careful. Take control of your anger. Take control of your anger. Be careful, otherwise you will regret it. And where is it in Islam that if you want to break up your relationship, you have to give 3 talaq. Where is it in Islam? 1 talaq is sufficient. That is it, 1 talaq. And you can go after the lady after her iddah, she is free and you are also free. This actually gives you the benefit. 1 talaq gives you the benefit. That if you want to remarry and unite again, all you have to do is just make nikah, depending on the masail. But in anger you say, not 3 talaq, 100 talaqs. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So people don't realize. And so the sharia of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so important that we understand the rulings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What he did, as in partners, select the right people. The right people. Oh gee, I want to get married. Just recently, oh, I'm not talking about masla. Oh, I want to get married to this lady and she's a Christian, Ahle Kitab, so we want to get married. But why do you want to get married to an Ahle Kitab? Why do you want to marry an Ahle Kitab? When you have Muslim women, why do you want to get married to an Ahle Kitab? First make her a Muslim, show her. Show her the light of Islam. Why gamble your life? Why put yourself in that difficulty? I don't know what will happen. What kind of a relationship will it be if you actually marry an Ahle Kitab? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Choose the best people that are around you. That is so important. Of course we are faulty, we can make mistakes. But other than that, alhamdulillah, generally we have to look at individuals who are smart individuals, who will bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why, subhanallah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the best human being. He did not need Jibreel Amin. He did not need any individuals around him. But to show the ummah that even my Nabi with him around, the best people were there. And these were the companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us all the tawfiq. Inshallah, if Allah wills, maybe in the next session we can continue from this subject. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.